O City of Light, O Club of the Capital, O Paris Saint-Germain. Here we will share the magical story behind the leading club in French football.
Il est là, Matuidi. Oui, l'homme à 10 poumons. Oui, champion.
May 12th of 2013, Jérémy Ménez's goal in Lyon is enough to spark jubilation in the Parisian ranks. Two match days from the end of the season, PSG are crowned French champions. It's been a 19-year wait since their last French championship. The last one was in 1994 with the likes of Guerin, Weah, and Ginola. This 2012-13 season included world-class talent and sometimes even legendary names such as the winter recruit, David Beckham.
The players that PSG had at the time, you know, I've always been an admirer of Zlatan, and obviously I've played against him but never played with him. So the opportunity to obviously be part of the squad that they had, you know, they had a young Thiago Silva, they had obviously Motta, Maxwell, a young Verratti, and obviously Zlatan and a lot of other great players. So I actually was very excited about it. I couldn't never have said no. And I also wanted to be part of something that the new ownership were building. You know, even if it was going to be for 6 months, maybe longer, I didn't know. But I knew that I was going to spend the rest of the season here trying to help them win.
Substantial amounts of time, effort, and ambition were being invested. The club's newfound aspirations had a voice and a face, Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
My intention was to come here, help the club to become what they want to become, do my best to bring results, to win the trophies that the club has been winning or they didn't win for a long time, and bring up the quality, obviously. There also, I hope I'm bringing some positive spirit, energy, not only to the club, to the city, because a city like this needs to have a fantastic football team, which they have today.
Zlatan inspired sweeping changes in the Parisian squad, which also featured academy-grown talents like Mamadou Sakho, Clément Chanton, and Alphonse Areola.
There is a mix in the team by more experienced player and the younger player. I think just by being in the locker room, being around, surrounded by these other, let's say, stars, big players, it comes an effect automatically. It's not like you have to sit there and say, hey, listen, now you stand up, now you sit down. It doesn't work like that. I think it goes by itself, they learn by itself. Every day is a new day and they develop at the same time. They get more experienced, they get more mature. And at the end, they find their way to become the one they will become.
French champions, this is what they go on to become. Led by Italian coach Carlo Ancelotti, PSG finished 12 points clear of runners-up and bitter rivals Marseille. A league-best defense only conceded 23 goals. The league-best attack with 69 goals scored. 30 alone were scored by the giant talisman, Zlatan. The Sweden international chooses the Parc des Princes and the evening of the trophy presentation to pad his stats. PSG's visitors for match day 37 are Brest. It's an absolute party atmosphere.
Parc des Princes is splendid in colour, splendid in atmosphere, splendid in noise. Parc des Princes is the splendid home of the French champions.
Zlatan wastes no time in getting the party started for the home fans.
Chanton to Ibrahimovic. Oh, great control from Zlatan Ibrahimovic! Goal! That's the opener, 4 minutes and 24 seconds in. Zlatan Ibrahimovic!
Zlatan Ibrahimovic!
30 minutes in and Blaise Matuidi makes it 2-0. Beckham, captain for the evening, delivers it with a corner. At 38, the English superstar is playing in his final official game, the 843rd of his career.
When I've played here and been part of this PSG family, it means something. Because that was a big moment for me, a special moment for me. The fans made it special. You know, these fans out here, the way they celebrated when we won the league, and then the way we celebrated here in my last game was kind of amazing. And plus, obviously, the manager made me captain, which was a gesture that I'm not sure I wanted it, just because our captain should be our captain no matter what's going on. But Carlo insisted, and it was a special moment.
A free kick is given in the 36th minute, and Beckham, as well as Zlatan, stand over the ball.
We all know Zlatan. We all know the size of Zlatan. If you want to start an argument with Zlatan, you do it. I'm not arguing with him at all. So, no, I weren't bothered. I was never have turned around to him and said, I'll take this, especially when he scored the goal that he scored. Because imagine if I'd have taken that, skied it, and that maybe would have been people's last memory of me on a football pitch, skying a free kick in my last game in my career. So, No, I was not going to argue with Zlatan.
No. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to take! Oh, what a strike! A missile! A missile from goal hunter Zlatan Ibrahimovic!
Top scorer and also top assist provider, along Javier Pastore, Zlatan stamped his talent all over Liga. Then it was time for Beckham to bid a tearful farewell to football.
And here we are. It's the end of the road. The end of a tremendous career. A global superstar is hanging up his boots. And he's in tears on the pitch.
David Beckham, Sir David Beckham. I was actually a little bit embarrassed at the time because obviously I knew that I'd be coming off at some point. But then obviously the game stopped and literally every player was giving me a round of applause and clapping, and obviously all the fans stood up and give me an incredible ending to my career. You know, being embraced by my teammates, that was very special.
It was a timeless moment for all fans present.
You could feel it in the stands. Beckham was crying as he came off to be replaced. We all said it ourselves. That is what PSG can do to you emotionally. Only PSG can produce these feelings.
It's special. Simple as that, special. Even walking in here now, I get goosebumps. You know, I see this stadium. It's a special stadium. The people of Paris and France, to be honest, have been incredible. You know, the time that I spent here, it will be forever in my memories, what they did for me, how they treated me, and how the PSG fans were to me, because it's a special place. When I walked off the pitch and they were singing my name and saying, thank you, David, that was a special moment, and I'll always remember that. Merci, Paris.
A third national title, which launched the club toward an irrepressible domestic supremacy. This season just gone, thanks to their 11th French crown, PSG became the most titled club in Ligue 1 history. Paris Magique is a Paris Saint-Germain podcast available across all listening platforms and the club's platform. Produced by Baba Bem, written by Melina Boetti, and hosted by David the Host.